holiday.
AC4Q Mobile, my friend. AC4Q Mobile.
2K4 LSA.
4LSA, AC4Q Mobile.
This is Jason. I didn't catch your call sign. Just doing, trying to figure out a radio report on this. We've got a new handheld.
You sound fine. Now I'm on an HT in a car without an external antenna, and your audio sounds good. And it sounds fine.
Sounds good. Yeah, it's an HT, 8 watts going in, but shorter antenna than my other one. What about me?
Here, Roger. I'm running about 5 watts. Found it. I got a battery eliminator I use on it, so it's getting the full 13 volts on it, you might say. This one, the older one's, it's a tri-band ICOM T8A data file, but it works pretty good to use an external mic. And, what I use it for, it works pretty good now. Where'd you get your HT?
From Gigaparts. Yeah, the Baofeng, and it's the 5R, I believe, HD, which gives it the, it's the 8-watt with a little bit larger battery on it. But I've got an ICOM 7000 I use on the base. Anyway, I think I've got to adjust the squelch on this. I have it set too high, because your signal's pretty good, but it drops out, so I think my squelch is too high.
Roger. Yeah, it could be because of the power level on mine, too. But, I'm over in Bowling Springs, South Carolina. That's the QTH for you.
Yes, yeah, so I'm between Cherrydale and Furman on North Franklin. So it's Shadow, Parris Mountain, or I don't know if it's Parris Mountain, but it's a little bit of a hole for a 6-1. I get into the A2 real easy.
Yeah, right. You're doing fine, so I won't worry about it. I'll go ahead and sign, driving some traffic here, and I want to come back to you. So have a good good evening, and we'll catch you later at AC4Q.
Copy that. Thanks so much for the report. Appreciate it. This is K4LSA.